This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 7 after the hour, time for us to get into the chart list for the week of January 17th to the 21st. Thanks to the good works, kind-heartedness of Michael Harrison. Kind-hearted because he's doing this as a public service so that you know what's going on. And this fabulous world of news talk radio, as you listen to the stations, don't you want to know what the top stories are every week? This is the place to find that out. Top stories, top people, all the work done by the folks at Talkers, listening to stations, talking to hosts, that sort of thing. So, Michael, you have culled out all of the big stories, taken the nonsense out, and putting the big stuff in. So you want to go through the big lists?
Yeah, let's see what's happening here. This is a snapshot of all of the yapping going on the talk radio shows across the country this very exciting week as we enter the realm of 2022. At number 10, we have the Tonga volcano, and that's tied with climate change. At number 9, UK politics and Boris Johnson. At number 8, the Texas synagogue attack, and that's tied with the general topic of crime and violence. At number 7, U.S.-China-Russia relations, and that's tied with the Winter Olympics and Ukraine tensions. At number 6, voter legislation and race relations. At number 5, the 2022 midterm elections and Trump's role in the GOP. At number 4, inflation, supply chain problems, and labor force shortages. So the economy is at number 4. At number 3, health, COVID-19, the Omicron variant. And that's tied with education. The schools are having a hell of a time dealing with all this. And we could talk about that a bit.
And number 2. Hey, go ahead.
What'd you say?
I said because they don't. The leaders of our public school system has no. They have no backbone. They roll over, capitulate to the unions. It's ridiculous. Anyway, excuse me. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
It's okay. I've heard that from a lot of folks.
Yep.
January 6th investigation is number 2, and that's tied with Trump's New York Attorney General investigation. So he's got problems on every front. Number 1, Biden's first anniversary press conference and his agenda. The people that composed our conversations, at number 10, Boris Johnson, at number 9, a tie between the dynamic duo of Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping, Nancy Pelosi's at 8, Kevin McCarthy 7, number 6, Ron DeSantis, an interesting name in the news. A couple of names in the news, Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema at number 5, Fauci's at 4, the Attorney General of New York State, Letitia James, is at 3, the aforementioned Donald Trump is at number 2, and Joe Biden is at number 1. It's been it almost sounds crazy to say.
Yes.
It's been a crazy week. It always
yeah.
is, though.
Always is. So yeah. I find, as I look at, I try to stay away from the Trump stories pretty much altogether because I find them to be boring, pedantic, etc. But the conclusion I've come up with, after all, he's like the ever-ready bunny. He's still standing after people drop nuclear bombs on this guy. It's like water rolls off of him like it rolls off the back of a duck. Really, the guy's always under attack. And part of it
they used to call Reagan the Teflon president. This guy brings Teflon to a new level.
Yep. Do you think that's the case with the Chinese, Michael, in terms of how CZ, whatever, however you know, Xi Jinping,
Xi Jinping.
The way the Chinese control the World Health Organization, and it appears they're controlling the Olympics as well, so much money involved in all of this stuff, people are outraged. Look at NBC not even sending reporters, the kinds of things that the Chinese are requiring of you if you go there to do with your phone. You all know they're going to be spying on you.
Yeah.
And what
spying on us now here.
Yeah.
They're listening to us right now.
Really? Up yours.
Oh, yeah.
That's about that. It's pretty crude, but
folks, this is when we're in the danger zone, and I sit here holding my,
yes, holding my breath. Right, exactly.
Okay.
All right.
Go on.
So the thing that I had the hardest time with this week, you know, I look at all of these things, and I have my own discussions on the DJV program and other shows that I do. The Texas synagogue thing is what I had the most difficulty with this week. And you can ask me why it's just, this guy, how he even got into the country, it flummoxes me. Where are the people that are supposed to be doing their jobs? This guy had no business getting into the country. Never mind going and doing what he did. He shouldn't have been here in the first place. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you look at through the ranks of people and their anger aimed at religion or their prejudices or whatever they are. And maybe I can couple that with the realization this week that one of the former popes has been found basically in absentia, because he's not with us any longer, of covering up all kinds of pedophile stuff. And then you wonder, you know, why is it that people are angry parents whose children were molested by Catholic priests? Why are they angry? And there's a good reason for them to be angry. I don't know that there's a good reason for this guy to be angry at Jews, but, you know, there's a lot of anger is aimed at religion. I think that's a separate entity. Do you agree with that?
Well, you're combining a lot of issues.
Yeah,
here.
I am. Yeah.
Religion does cause, you know, anger and strife, and but so does politics. Mm-hmm. I mean, we, you know, we humans have figured out a way to fight over everything.
Everything.
So it's in our DNA. I mean, we have to really, really dig down deep. It's going to be generational. It's going to take a long time, or some incredible event that we have no ideas lurking, you know, or looming to change our perspective. But it comes down to wrestling with our own nature. And that's a very difficult thing to do. It's very complicated.
Human nature. Yeah.
Human nature is remarkably complicated, and we're at odds with ourselves. Each and every one of us have conflicts.
And instead of taking responsibility for our own things, we're always looking for a goat. Like Fauci, he becomes the goat.
Yeah.
Somebody came up with a new term this week, and you're welcome to use it, the Center for Disease Confusion, because there's so much information that is either wrong, or they change it, or it's like every day it seems that they're what do they call it, the guidelines. We follow the guidelines from the government. Really? So, you know, people get cynical about that stuff, too.
You have to cut them a little bit of a break, because there's always confusion about disease.
Mm-hmm.
You know that. I mean, all doctors don't.
Science and technology works against, you know, there's certain ways of looking at things like anything else.
Yeah. Right? And people I think the expectation that there'll be some kind of a uniform, unified, official set of instructions about this COVID thing is what leads to the disappointment and the repulsion at what seems like confusion, disingenuousness, changing minds, inconsistency. I don't think that these guys are bad guys. I think that they're just other humans trying to figure out the great unknown. And because the crisis is so close to home in terms of each and every one of us personally, our families, our businesses, it becomes more sensitive than if it's just, you know, hey, well, there's different views on the flu, or there's different views on how to keep yourself from gaining weight.
Yeah. You know, I look forward to the days. I'm not a sports fan, but I'm looking forward to the days when some kind of a sports story shows up on the countdown every week, like it used to be, when there was less huzzurai going on. Now, speaking of that, I know you're a big football fan.
No, I don't. I don't follow football. I don't like football.
You gave up on it, did you? Because of the
I don't like football. No, I'm not a football. But go on. I know about football. Go on.
I don't know that I want to.
I hate football.
Hate football. Wow.
I'm kidding with you. The Patriots lost. It was
they did lose. Yeah.
Whenever a team that I'm a fan of, I shouldn't even say that because now people will be turning off their radios because the Patriots are hated so much across the country. But you should never talk. They used to say, "Don't talk about religion, sports, or politics." Well, of course, we have nothing to talk about.
Yeah, right. We're done.
But, okay, we're all about gardening.
See you, folks, next week. Same time, same
don't
station.
Don't you remember when? Don't you remember back in the days before media used controversy as a attraction, that
yes.
They used to say, if you want to get along with people, don't talk, at the dinner table on Thanksgiving,
yeah.
Don't talk sports, politics, or religion.
Religion.
I remember that. That was like a golden rule. Well, throw that out the window. But no, I'm a big football fan. I didn't mean to divert you. But
I know you are.
When your team loses, and I mean, talk about all of our friends. We must have a lot of listeners across the part of Texas that the Dallas Cowboys,
sure.
Are pop. Oh my gosh, the Dallas Cowboys Nation, as they call it. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're crying. I mean, it's an emotional letdown. The Cowboys lost the first game of the playoffs. Patriots looked like they were back, and they're not really back yet. They will be. People put a lot of their heart and soul in it. But what were you going to say about sports? And we got a break coming up.
I just thought maybe because you are a good prognosticator, give us your thoughts, and we'll compare them to what next week when we get together to what happens at the behest of all of these players in the games this weekend and the impact that COVID is having on the game, et cetera, et cetera. A quick reminder about how Calitrin works. Half of us have gained weight during COVID. Half of us. What are you doing about taking it off? Have you gotten onto an exercise program, a weight loss program, gyms, whatever it is? Let me suggest to you that you get all the help you need to keep the weight off by going to toploss.com. Check out Calitrin when you're visiting there. It'll certainly help. Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calitrin targets all over body fat. Of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calitrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, mm-hmm. and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all-over toning, too.
So does Calitrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. The golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, "Man, you got a memory like an elephant." It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Bar and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison, erstwhile member of Gun Hill Road.
That's right.
One of the great rock groups of the 70s and 80s, and now working on yet another album. We had a couple of good tunes last year. We had some fun with that last year.
Yeah, they're an amazing group of guys. It's just amazing. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they keep me in the band. I mean, I'm the most talented. as I said, it's like being on a basketball team. You can't, they're throwing the ball around you and so fast and making, scores and you're standing there like, whoa, what do I do? And that's what it's like working with these guys. They're sharp and they're musical and it's a blessing in my life. I have a wonderful time being a member of Gun Hill Road. I just am not worthy of it, that's all. But they don't know that.
All right, so speaking of being a member of a group, and being in this business, or being in the business of public communication, that's kind of what we do. We're public communicators. People on the radio are. People in television are. The lady who is a reporter got run over by a car this week in West Virginia. And I laugh about it because she was fine. She got bumped. The lady driving the car, an SUV, knocked her down. And it looked at first like
bump.
She was run over. Yeah, boom. And she gets back up and starts continuing with the report. And the guy who's in the studio is such a stiff. This is one of the old Ted Baxter days. You think those days are gone? No. Watch this video.
I know a number of them.
Yes, exactly. Right. These guys.
In the view of this reporter.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, the lady is okay. But, you think about the people who run television stations, and it's becoming more people running radio stations, they don't understand or accept or like the gaffes, which makes the reporters, or in the case of us doing the radio, this kind of radio program, makes us believable. It makes it real. It makes it feel like, okay, yeah, these people are really, this is an interesting job. You get all kinds of opportunity in it. And but we've gotten so, especially in radio, everything's produced. And the only thing that isn't these days is what you hear on news talk radio stations, right? The rest of the stuff is all canned and it's plastic, and you might as well have a robot, which is,
well,
I guess, coming.
Music radio has become that way, but
yeah.
I would say more than news talk radio.
Yeah.
All news radio, sports talk radio is very spontaneous, very unpredictable, very,
yeah,
very exciting. Now, what's happened to music radio is a shame.
Awful.
Because it's a self-inflicted wound.
Awful.
And what's happened to music is a shame. You talk about music before. There's an article that's floating around, ran in some major publication that everybody's been, I don't know where it ran, but it was very well written, that most of the music being sold today and most of the music that's being, you know, hit on in streaming is old music.
Uh-huh.
Like 70% of the music that's being traded today in the music business is old music. Beatles, Steely Dan,
yeah,
you know, Doobie Brothers.
Jimmy Soul. Let's bring back Jimmy Soul's music. If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. Meanwhile, in terms of broadcasters, Howard Stern says unvaccinated people shouldn't have access to hospitals. That's his. There you go.
What do I say? What do I say?
No, that's Howard Stern.
Yeah.
There's no wonder. I'm not surprised somebody else hasn't said that, frankly, because...
Oh, it's been said. It's been said.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. All right. Yeah. We continue another half hour of our conversation about News Talk Radio. Michael Harrison here with Doug Steffen at 20...
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The COVID Omicron variant surge is starting to decline in some parts of the United States. That's according to CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky. However, she warned that the surge is far from over. During that same COVID briefing, Walensky was asked about the definition of fully vaccinated. She says they are making some smaller changes to their vaccination status guidance.
Right now, we're pivoting our language. We really want to make sure people are up to date. That means if you recently got your second dose, you're not eligible for a booster, you're up to date. If you are eligible for a booster and you haven't gotten it, you're not up to date, and you need to get your booster in order to be up to date.
President Biden spending some time at the White House Friday addressing the Conference of Mayors 90th winter meeting, the president commending them for their service. You're listening to USA Radio News. On Friday, close to 50,000 pro-life advocates bundled up and took to the National Mall in Washington, D.C. for the 49th annual March for Life. The organization's president, Jeannie Mancini, kicked off the event.
We march today in defense of human rights and to celebrate the dignity and worth of every human life, because equality begins in the womb.
This year's event comes as a conservative majority on the Supreme Court is considering overturning Roe v. Wade.
We know that it has taken a great deal of work from all of you over the past 48 years to bring us to this one moment in time.
That's Republican Congressman Julia Letlow of Louisiana. Hollywood stars taking to social media to pay tribute to comedian Louis Anderson after he died Friday morning. Anderson dying at the age of 68 following a battle with blood cancer. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yep.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 34 after the hours, we continue pursuing the interest peaks that you have. We know you have them. You're interested, and we are here to appease that interest on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, going through the stories and people. By the way, those lists appear every week in Talkers Magazine at talkers.com and also on the DJV Show website, djvshow.com. The press conference, number one this week, Biden's first anniversary news conference on Wednesday. He said that he now wanted to split his Build Back Better legislative agenda into two things. He's being stymied by two. Isn't it interesting how two people can, follow up the works, and they can't really figure out a way around them. You put them together, number five on the people list this week, Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema.
Right.
And
well,
in
circumstantial. It's circumstantial because of the closeness of the numbers in Congress. You
mm-hmm.
know, 48 out of 50 senators agreeing within a party. is amazing under other times. But when it's so perfectly divided, it gives any dissenting senator tremendous power. It has to do with the times and the numbers. It's not like, what's wrong with these guys? Why can't the entire Democratic Party be like-minded? In history, it's very seldom an entire party in Congress is like-minded. So it just is because of how close the balance is between the two sides of the aisle.
Isn't that the way it's supposed to be, though? I'd like to see a third party, actually, a legitimate third party. That would help.
I'd like to see a legitimate second party.
Right. A legitimate party
seriously, the two-party system works. Three-party systems, four-party systems get dangerous because then you get you can get a radical minority controlling everything, more so than
Israel,
we have now.
England, Greece,
the two-party system works if there's compromise and consensus. But if they're totally, you know, corrupt in terms of doing whatever it takes to get their power, don't look for truth, cherry pick stories, lie, cheat, engage in unethical dirtiness, then it doesn't work.
Lovely.
But, you know, I hear you about a third party, but I meant it. I'd like to see the parties clean up their act.
Yeah.
Because two works.
Well, the American public wants that, it would seem. They'd like to have look at the survey that came out this week. I don't think it was discussed by too many people, but not only was Biden's popularity down to like 27% or something, but there was a survey done of the least most popular professions, and politicians came in at 13%. That is, they had a 13% approval rating among the 27,000 people that took the survey. So, you know, but they don't seem to get the message. They don't have to, because they've managed to carve themselves out a niche where they keep hammering away looking for money. So it gets into their campaign. Fine. Of course it works. For them. Not for the public, but it works for them. Well, we keep falling into the same hole. My God. Amazing. Yeah. COVID issue is number three this week on our story list. Or on yours, not mine, it's your list.
Hopefully it's everybody's list.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, the idea is to satisfy people in their curiosity about what's going on. And this is the most vibrant of all formats on the radio. Hospitalizations leveling off. I know here in Massachusetts, where you and I are, it's off like in the last 2-3 days, amazingly. The charts are showing a steep decline in number of people on the East Coast, but it still is a problem. Midwest, I think it's beginning to decline substantially on the West Coast as well. But most of the doctors who are following this carefully, we have two associated with the DJV program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus has suggested that the situation in Florida and elsewhere is really bad, but will turn around very quickly this coming week. And by the 1st of April, this stuff should pretty much be gone. So, you know, we're going to have this element around for as long as we live. But how we deal with it, and then that comes back around to a lot of discussions this week, Michael, about how over the top we went. Now, looking back on the last 2 years, we've really, really messed this up. And education, which is number three, part of the COVID discussion. And what's going on in schools? My God, there's so many people. I made a quick comment at the beginning of our hour, and you said, yeah, a lot of people feel that way about how badly the educational institutions, public institutions that we pay for, has handled this with the unions and everything else.
Yeah, a lot of people are coming down on the unions, but again, when you're in the trenches and you're a parent, you're a kid, you're a teacher, the reality is It getting sick is not pleasant.
Looking, maybe it's hindsight, Monday morning quarterbacking, but I said at the very beginning, I certainly didn't approve. As a matter of fact, I was pretty outraged at the way things shut down as quickly as they did. We've had these things before. The SARS thing that happened in 2008, 2009, it was pretty serious, but the world didn't stop. How did it get to the point where we all kind of jumped on this bandwagon of shut everything down, close it down?
Well, there's something. Hindsight is 2020 vision. And I'm not saying it was right or wrong. All I'm saying is that it's much easier to comment on it after we understand it for 2 years. But let's face it, when COVID-19, when the Wuhan coronavirus, that we all had to learn how to say, broke on the scene in late 19 as a rumor and early 20 as some kind of terrifying pandemic, it was a pretty scary disease. Let's not forget all the people on ventilators and people dying and the numbers that are in the hundreds and hundreds of thousands. Certainly people are going to be frightened and people are going to try to find remedies to stop it in its tracks. I remember when Governor Cuomo, boy, did he go from a great guy to what you call a goat.
Yeah.
You know, and not to be confused with the new meaning of goat, which is greatest of all time in the sports world.
Yeah.
But he became a goat. But I remember when he sent the National Guard into Westchester. Remember at the very beginning, and everyone, what a decisive governor. And there was a talk about somebody from Westchester had the audacity to get on the subway and go to Manhattan. It was like Typhoid Mary. I mean, it was panic, and maybe rightly so. It was different 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. We have to sort of cut people a break. It was different than SARS from my perspective. It was a terrifying...
I was made to be terrifying by the news media.
You don't think the hundreds of thousands of deaths were real?
I think those numbers are co-opted, Michael. Any doctors that I've talked to, for the most part, no matter what side of the aisle they're on, will tell you that because hospitals were getting paid a $2,000 bounty for everybody that they declared dead because of COVID, they were inflating the numbers in large numbers. People that were sick with diabetes or had pneumonia or had other things that the end of the...
If you walked into a hospital and shot somebody who was sick with diabetes, does that make your crime any less offensive? I mean...
I'm not saying it's less offensive. I'm just saying that the attributes to the continuing fear-mongering and building up these numbers all the time was, I think, a false narrative. That just is the way it struck me, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people agree with you, and that's part of what the whole politicized debate is about.
Yeah, right.
But now,
as a result,
in one direction.
When we look at the stories that have continued the business of what we, you know, our economic realities, if you will, that's been a story that's been in the top 10 for a long time because of this. One of the things that we're going to have to encounter is local school boards promising to tutor students who are trying to recover from virtual school because much of it didn't work. Kids didn't learn anything. So more expense, more creative, and I put it on the lap of the Chinese government. That's all of it. So anyway, let me pause for a moment here, and then we'll continue. I want to focus on what the MH interview is this week. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen. How does Calitrin support weight loss? Wow. This, let me count the ways. And especially when you learn, you look around and see all the people. This year has been land office business, maybe for a couple of reasons, because people couldn't last year get into the gyms and do things together with people, but now they can, even though masks are required in most gyms, they're there. People are trying to lose that weight they gained. Half of us gained weight during COVID, and certainly during the last holiday season wasn't helped because people were trying to get out and they were enjoying themselves, and so along with that comes weight gain. Right now, Calitrin is available at toploss.com. They have no shortage supply chain problems. A lot of other folks do in various businesses, including this one. So if you want to avail yourself of the best way in the world to lose the weight and keep it off safely, naturally, the healthy way, then you go to toploss.com. Don't sacrifice your health. Once you've lost the weight, keep it off. Please do that. Let's check it out at toploss.com. And when you do check out, use the DJV discount code so you don't have to pay for shipping, and you get the best combo, like 4 months. You buy 4 months and get 4 months free. That's at toploss.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with Wellvine Chardonnay Mark. from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The people list, who's on the list and perhaps why they are there. Number 10, Boris Johnson. That fits with all of the lying and whether he survives this. Number 9, speaking of liars, Putin and Jinping. The Russian and Chinese leaders. Number 8, maybe we can continue our focus on people who don't tell the truth. Nancy Pelosi is at 8. Kevin McCarthy, the two of them together, two peas in a pod, even though they're opposite ends of the political spectrum. Ron DeSantis, who knows what to believe from that guy? He's number 6. Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, number 5. Dr. Tony Fauci is number 4. Letitia James, the AG from New York, is number 3. Donald Trump needs no explanation, number 2. And Joe Biden doesn't need one either. He's at number 1, as he, I guess, should be, because he's the president. That's our Joe. And that's the list of people from the Talk Radio Countdown Show. You can find the list published every week at talkers.com and djvshow.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calidran targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calidran just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, mm-hmm. and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning, too.
So does Calidran work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown show the week of January 17th to the 21st. We've got the story list, first of all, at number 10. What's going on with that volcano and how did it erupt and why is it so damaging? Number 10. The situation in England with Boris Johnson. And all of his lying at number 9. The situation in Texas, that synagogue attack, has a lot of people justifiably really upset about how the government's worked or didn't do what it was supposed to do to keep that fellow out. China and Russia at number 7. Voter legislation at number 6. Midterm elections, believe it or not, in the focus at number 5 already. The supply chain, what you can find and what you can't find in stores. Number 4, COVID is 3, January 6th is 2,
And the press conference by the president is number one this week. That's the way it shapes up, according to the Research Talkers magazine story list on the countdown. All right, so there's a great interview. I'll attest to this myself. Michael doesn't have to promote it. I will. Michael Harrison's interview, MHInterview.com, about one of the great legends in talk radio, Michael. Michael Jackson.
Yeah, Michael Jackson, not to be confused with Michael Jackson. And he reigned supreme in L.A. for 32 years at KABC.
Yep.
And Lyle Gregory, his producer, and I talk about him in the golden age of talk radio. It's very interesting. MHInterview.com.
He was a fabulous guy. I remember being lucky enough to work at that station with him. Mm. Lyle was a real gentleman. I'm sure he still is, so it'll be a great story. MHInterview.com. It's 10 before the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 53 past the hour. Dr. Wiseman is a lawyer and a college prof, teaching all kinds of things to young, impressionable minds. Amazing. I don't even know what he's teaching them. I know what he's supposed to be teaching, and whether that's getting through or not, I guess, remains to be seen. Still in private practice as a lawyer as well. So the list this week, the top 10, includes the January 6th investigation and Trump's in being investigated by the New York Attorney General, Ms. James. So this guy, I have likened him to Ronald Reagan in terms of the Teflon. Everybody, right? I mean, everybody's trying to sue this guy. They're trying to get him. It's like water falling off of the back of a duck. I don't think, does he take this stuff seriously? And, you know, from there we can go any number of directions. But he does have a lot of legal bills, I'm sure, at the end of the month.
Yeah, and he stiffed a lot of lawyers, too, which isn't a good practice.
No surprise.
Well, you know, the thing is, and you're echoing a lot of the things that my wife says. She said, you know, they're never going to get him. He stalls it. And frankly, the easiest thing to do in the law is to stall. And he's managed to do that quite expertly. And when he was acting as president, there were legitimate precedents for stalling cases against him even further. But eventually, even though the wheels of the law go slowly, they do catch up. And the charges in New York dealing with falsifying records and values of property, downsizing the amounts when it came to taxes and real estate taxes, but then falsifying the amounts upward when he was looking for loans. Those are really significant charges, and they're coming to a head. And he's pretty much exhausted his ways of stalling that. Same thing with going to the Supreme Court, which was very interesting, the Supreme Court that he pretty much packed. It was an 8-1 judgment, and I'm even surprised that Clarence Thomas didn't go along with it, that the records that he wanted to hide, saying presidential privilege, he had about the same presidential privilege that Richard Nixon had, which was none applied to this. There was no legal support for it. So ultimately, I think he's going to pay the piper. We will see what happens, but he's going to have his day in court, and I don't think they're going to be good days for him.
Well, that'll be fleshed out for sure. When it comes to COVID, there are a couple of different things floating around. The mask situation, who's suing whom. You may or may not have noticed that an American Airlines 777 that had taken off from Miami headed to London was out an hour, and the flight attendants were trying to get this woman to put her mask on, and she said no. So they told the pilot. The pilot said, okay, we'll fix this. They turned the plane around, went back to Miami, and the woman, as soon as the door opened, was taken off the plane by the police. So,
I am surprised that she was alive when they got there, because I can imagine if I was a passenger on that plane, I wouldn't have been terribly happy about that.
Well, what's the thing about you were going, you know, whether you agree or you don't agree with it, if you're going to get on to a private carrier whose rules are, according to the government, you wear the mask, then you wear the mask. You're not there to trailblaze. And think of how selfish it is, never mind legally, but how selfish it is for someone in that circumstance to have ruined a vacation for whatever, or a business trip for a couple hundred people that had to either get on another plane or wait till tomorrow or not go because they canceled the flight. So
No, absolutely. I agree with every word you say, and I don't think our society is necessarily that litigious. I think the reporting makes it seem that way. However, in this case, people will be suing that lady's whatever off.
Okay. So how about quickly an international tribunal to get to the bottom of what's going on with China? The way the Olympics have been handled, the Olympic Committee is corrupt. The World Health Organization is corrupt, but the international community seems to be turning a blind eye or ear to this. Why can't we go get them?
It is difficult, and particularly with a society and a government like China, which once again can use arcane laws to stall any real solid investigations. I'm not even convinced that the Olympics will go off. I really am not.
Yeah, I think you may be right about that. NBC won't like it, but... it's too much. All right, Stephen, thank you. I usually call you Stephen. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with his legal points of view from the story list, the charts from Talkers Magazine, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, And there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.